are the Mama Tees, Trina and Thalita from Tonga, your hosts for Season 3 of Vossa.
This season, we're talking to our Pacifica people about navigating change with a focus on leadership. This podcast is supported by the World Bank in the Pacific.
Come Talanoa with us!
Island Kingdom of Tonga.
Woohoo!
It's our first episode today, Mama Trina, and we get to hear from some amazing people in defining what leadership means to them.
So exciting, Mama Thalita, that this Vossa season we get to explore more about leadership in the Pacific region, and we get to especially highlight amazing leaders at community level who are doing extraordinary work but are not known to many. It's going to be a lot of exploring on the different types of leadership in the Pacific. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. And just before we dive into it, we just want to make a shout out to Arietta from Season 1 and
Hello.
From Season 2. Thank you, ladies, for hosting Vossa for the first two seasons. Now, Tonga gets to take a turn at it, and we are just super, super excited to be your mama host here from Tonga. So, just a little bit about us. Mama Trina is a boy mama, just like me. Her background and her passion is in human rights and leadership. And Trina's just a bright light. Like, she's a great friend, and in anything that she does, she's super committed to it. So getting to do this together to host Vossa is an absolute honor.
Oh, thank you, Mama Thalita. Thalita is a very close friend of mine and family, as she had mentioned. She's a communication specialist. She started off a working career in Tonga, you know, as a journalist, and she continues to have that passion. She's worked in the region. And one thing I want to share about her is that she has a heart for change and just a heart for servanthood.
That's pretty much us in a nutshell.
That's us.
And I think we're excited about this very first episode because leadership is something that's very close to the work that we do.
Totally.
And our interest, and again, just in the space that we try and work in. So I think with the three guests coming up, who do we have lined up, Trina?
In this first episode, we're going to be talking to three amazing leaders. One is from Niue, Mama Thalita, Jamal Talangi. Another youth advocate also from Tonga, Amelia Katoa, and Ana Langere Tambua from Fiji.
That already sounds like a great lineup. First up,
yes,
is the amazing Ana Langere Tambua, who is passionate about making a difference, particularly in the lives of women and girls, because for the past 14 years, she's done this under her business, Salt Inc., a development consultancy registered in Fiji since 2009. So, Ana, please share with us your thoughts, what you think leadership is.
Thank you, Mama Trina and Mama Talita. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you and just to have a chat about leadership and what it means to me. When I think about leadership, I think about leadership as being about influence. That leadership is not about position, but it's about the influence that an individual has. And that, to me, means that everyone has a level of is a leader because everyone has a level of influence. And you can have influence over your family, you have influence over your siblings, over your peers, or influence in community, influence in organizations. And at these different levels, that means you're leading because you have people that are following you. And there's a saying that says, if someone thinks they're leading, but no one is following, then they're simply taking a walk.
You know, Mama Thalita, what I love about this Vossa is we're going to be really unpacking and exploring more about leadership in the Pacific. And there's so many things that we can lean on and learn from. You know, there's going to be amazing agents of change who are making differences in our region, and also just really getting to know more about the experiences, because there's so much in the region that we could use as models in terms of types of leadership, and also the different talents, which I feel will really add value for this VOSA.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing also how we know that our Pacific people have our own unique way of leading. I mean, if you just, again, reiterating what Anna was saying about if you're leading and no one is following, you're simply taking a walk, because here in the community, in the Pacific, that is, it's all about family, it's all about community,
totally.
It's all about the collective, right? So you are making sure that you are making a change and an impact.
That's right. And, you know, it goes back to what Anna is really alluding to in terms of a leader, that you have to be strategic in terms of navigating change wherever you are being called.
That's right. And, you know, following on from that, we're going to cross over to Niue to Jamal Talani. Jamal is a director for Niue Organic Farmers Association and Loloto Hifonu Consultancy Niue. So Jamal is going to be sharing her leadership journey as an influencer.
My definition of leadership, it varies in different contexts of different situations. But for me, I think in a Niue context, my experience has taught me to look at leadership as a leading with humility, okay? So in that sense, it's walking together with the people. So I do a lot of work in the community, and you know, as we grow up in our communities in the Pacific context, in the islands, the small village communities, it's always the best way is to go together with people, walk with the people, understand people and their situations, and always self-check myself to remain humble in the work that we do and to serve. And that, to me, is the only way to achieve any work that we put ourselves, put our the work that we do on the ground to succeed.
Mama Talita, that was just powerful. From a community leader, Jamal from Niue, and I loved how she talks about humility, which I feel is just a key virtue in the Pacific that everyone, you know, lives and breed. Looking at community leadership, you know, now we're going into youth in leadership roles. I feel like the young people now are just so lucky because they expose various trainings. I know in Tonga, the NGO Tali the Project introduces training to the young girls starting at age 10. So it's no wonder, Mama, you know, you're seeing amazing young leaders from them as they're just empowered at a young age until they're ready for high school.
I hear you, Trina. I mean, imagine if we were exposed to that type of training earlier in life. So speaking of our young leaders, we're going to journey back to the friendly islands of Tonga, and we're going to be talking to Emilia Katoa. She's only 18 years old, okay?
Wow.
Let me say that again. She's 18 years old, and she is a trailblazer in the Kingdom of Tonga with Talita Project.
I think that leadership is an action, not a position, because we're all capable of being a leader because we were all born a leader. That's what I always say to my girls that I worked with. We were born leaders. Come on, girls. Like, it's an action that we need to do. It's not just a position that you're the king of Tonga, you're a leader. It's not like that. A leader is an act that we must do. We must motivate, influence, inspire. It's a commitment that we do, and it's something that we should be proud of, because not many many people look at us young leaders and youth of Tonga. Most people say that we're the problems, but I say that we're the solutions, because we are the futures of this kingdom. And yeah, that's my definition of a leader. It's an action, not a position, because everyone is capable of being a leader.
We Tongans are taught as young children and reminded throughout our lives to be guided by our four golden pillars of society. Fa'i kaveikoula ai tonga. Respect faka'apa'apa. Humility loto fakato kilalo. Loyalty mateaki mamahi imea. And sustaining good relationships tauhiba. These four pillars ground us in healthy relationships and in preserving our Tongan way of life.
That was a snippet of a powerful speech that Her Majesty the Queen, Nanaspa Utuku'aho, delivered at the first Legacy Leadership Symposium that was held here in April this year. Her call to action is so timely.
Absolutely, Mama Trina. I mean, her speech was amazing in her highlighting the four golden pillars of respect, humility, loyalty, and sustaining a good relation. Our strong values here in Tonga, and I think it's just so powerful as we start to unpack leadership too, right?
And when you think about it, they are the key values of leadership, and it's about how to apply that to our lives. So basically, living and breeding those values as a leader. So we're going to really unpack that more as we listen to Anna unpacking the term influence.
It's really interesting when you start to unpack the word influence, and then you start to really think about how you influence other people. And there are many different ways in which we influence one another. And in leadership, you know, you see different types of influence played out. So you can influence by force, you can influence by manipulation, you can influence by intimidation, you can also influence by earning respect, or by other, because other people respect you, that's how you're influencing them. And so when I think about the word, you know, influence and what that means, I think it's really important that everyone thinks about the way that they're influencing others and the methods that they use in order to get people to do the things that they want them to do. And that's a very kind of deep way to think about influence. And I think a lot of times when we think about leadership, we allow, or we lead, or we influence based on what we've seen. And there's, you know, we're often not thinking about the way that we're influencing people and the methods of influence that we're using. Are we using force? Are we using manipulation? Are we using intimidation? Or are we using, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, where it's a win-win kind of situation? Or are we able to build up enough influence with people that they are influenced by you because they respect you? And that's because of the way that you conduct yourself, or because of your integrity as a person, or because of the way that you have faith in other people, because of the way that you have, you know, that you work to connect to the people that you have influence over. Is it, you know, in the way that you encourage people? And all of these things that if you do them intentionally as an individual, you start to improve or grow your level of influence, because then people are influenced by who you are as an individual because of your character, really, and because of the integrity that you live out. And so I think this is, you know, really, it's a really interesting point to explore, and it's a really interesting point to consider when you're thinking about influence. And I really believe that when you're thinking about leadership, we often don't take much time to consider these aspects of influence and to really look at the way that we're influencing people and to maybe do some self-reflection and some self-analysis of our styles of leadership and our styles, you know, and the way in which we're influencing those who we're leading. And again, whether that's leading from a position or whether it's leading people who are around you, who are following you in your family, who are following you in your community by virtue of you being part of that family and that community.
Leadership is such a powerful word, but leadership and influence, right? So what do you think, Trina, after hearing that piece from Anna?
Yeah, I think Anna like just hit the nail there, because she basically defined leadership as influence. And so we need to really reflect on our journeys in how are we influencing? Is it positive influence or is it negative influence?
Absolutely. And when I reflect on it, influence is impact. So from picking up from what Jamal said earlier, like self-checking, right? Because you need to be influencing and impacting and making positive changes, because it can go either way. And just self-checking yourself in your leadership journey to make sure that you're making
of changes that are positive for your followers, that's so important.
Exactly. So, you know, we're going to go back to Jamal, actually, since you just mentioned, and really ask her, how is she navigating change in her community as a leader?
You know, as leaders, we have to be like water and be fluid and to navigate our way through the different dynamics of our communities. Our communities and our people have a different outlook to life, and they have very strong cultural values. And people like myself coming in to the community, returning with that, you know, with the title, oh, you educated, the educated ones coming back. We are often seen as categorized differently. And I think the challenge is really just to ensure everybody that I'm still Hawaiian, I'm still part of this community, and I understand them. And gaining their trust for me to help bring this information or this advocacy work to them has been really fulfilling for me. And it's been really, I think it will help my community in the long run, not only to adapt and be resilient to the changes in our climate and to the disasters induced by climate change, but also a way to develop our communities, help them improve their livelihoods by way of tourism, agriculture.
The more I hear Jamal talk about her community work, the more I am super inspired. I mean, all of our guests today, Anna's a mentor, the wealth of knowledge that she has, and Jamal being a new win who's returned home to help her country navigate climate change, and her journey starting in 2004 when she experienced that tropical cyclone Heta, and that trauma has really shaped the direction of her career. And then, of course, there's our young trailblazer, Mia, and what sparked her journey.
Yes, totally, Mama. And, you know, I love Anna's sharing about leadership with influence so deep. You know, it just reflects the women in leadership in the Pacific, you know, doing phenomenal work. And I think, you know, in general, our guests today are all focused and very committed to their individual journeys in making a difference. And that's what influence is all about.
Absolutely. And while inspiring, it's also challenging us, because leadership isn't always an easy choice, right? And being intentional about taking it on with the knowledge that you're going to need to be persistent and stay motivated, that's commitment to a cause bigger than yourself.
Right. When I hear their stories, you know, and how they got started and spaces that are available for them to hone in on their leadership potential, that's some really great stuff. I'm sure now Mia, our young advocate, has more to share on that.
When I was 12 years old, I got invited to a camp. It was called Girl Guide Camp, called Empowering Girls by Dalita Project. So I was chosen from my school and these other girls to join. And that's when I unleashed my inborn drive that, wow, I can do stuff that I didn't know I can do. Because at home, all my siblings focus on studies and babysitting. But when I got to the camp, it makes me knows, it drives a pathway for me to see that I am a leader myself as a young person. And that's what really exciting about my life, because I never knew, if it wasn't for Dalita Project, I don't know where I'd be. Like I've always said, they need to invest in us, youth, you know, invite us to more space like that.
You know what, Mama? I love how Mia talks about the Girl Guides. I was never part of the Girl Guides, and we still continue to see the amazing work that this community or organization is doing. But it's been a space that has encouraged her to explore her leadership skills as a young girl.
Absolutely. We are kind of more mindful now of those spaces for youth and how we can cultivate the next generation of Pacific leaders. And there's so many opportunities now, just like we mentioned earlier, how our young people are very, very fortunate in all the training and all the upskilling that they're getting. So here in Donga, there's the Girl Guides, and of course there's netball. Sports in itself is making spaces to really encourage young leaders in the community.
That's right. We've got also like Selika,
that's also an NGO, but they're doing amazing work with young artists and just building the talents, especially at community level. And then you've got all these other like organizations, going back to Talitha, providing platforms for their young girls to be part of decision-making boards. And I know that one of them from Talitha is actually part of a regional board based in Fiji. Let's not forget about challenges, right? Because we have to navigate, again, here in the Pacific with our unique way of leadership, navigate with our elders respectfully. So let's hear from Jamal about making spaces.
I think also the older generation in our communities need to make way for the younger people to come up as leaders. So I think that with that said, that's a challenge on its own. How do you help our societies understand that when it's time to let go, you let go and allow others to come up and take the reins.
Mama Talitha, this is the part where we're going to get other voices from the region. So we've asked our Pacifica family what they think leadership is, and here's what they say.
Ali, my name is Jolene Moriakla, and I'm from the beautiful island country of Palau in the North Pacific. And my definition of a leader is somebody who is able to see the big picture, see all the moving parts, but at the same time, being able to come down to the ground level and really listen to the people under their care, really understand where they're coming from, being able to empathize and to incorporate those voices and those concerns into decisions that are being made.
Sharon from the Solomon Islands. Leadership is driven by vision and a passion for positive transformation. And it is not driven by money, titles, and positions. Leadership is service. Leadership is sacrifice. Leadership is responsibility. Leadership is ensuring the next generation is mentored and guided, so they carry the vision after you're gone.
Wow, Mama Trina, lots to unpack, lots to take in, lots to absorb from like our very first episode of Bossa season 3, just talking about leadership and just hearing the shared experiences from our three guests today on their leadership journey. This has been really amazing.
It has been. I think there's just so much depth to the experiences. Especially like, you know, we've got a variety from a community leader, someone who's gone back to their country, to a youth advocate, and also someone with maturity such as Anna, who's passionate about, you know, the work that she's doing in helping women find their voice.
I love, you know, the work with women and girls is something that's very passionate and very dear to my heart. And it comes from, I think, my own trying to navigate the complexities of being a Fijian girl growing up in the Fijian village. Even though I was, you know, I was born in England and then we came back to live in the village at a young age. And so a lot of my trying to understand in a Fijian village, it led me to this area of work, in this area which I've just realized I'm really passionate about. You know, it's led me to then going on to university and doing cross-cultural feminism, doing, you know, gender, culture and development as a master's, and now even with my current work in my current area of study. So that's been kind of the journey that I've taken, and it comes from a very deep place of trying to understand how we as women, or how as young, you know, as a woman growing up, in particularly in a Fijian community, how do you maybe grow your influence, particularly with people who don't see you as being very influential? I guess that's, you know, and as not having a voice. And so you're navigating a lot of those kind of challenges as I was growing up, and I wanted to find a way of growing my influence in that space, not just for me, but then in the hope that once I started to find my way, that I would then be able to help other women and girls do the same thing, you know, really find their space, find their voice, and be confident to speak, you know, with authority and with boldness into their various spheres of influence, you know, without holding back without fear of people maybe criticizing you, you know, of you not being good enough, which are issues I think that a lot of women and girls growing up in the Pacific navigate. And so my passion to help women and girls, I came from a very deep place as a young girl, and it's led me in this direction to working in this area of gender and development. But my heart is really to hopefully pave the way for a lot of other young women and women, Pacific Island women particularly, and helping them to find their power within them to be able to then speak and influence with confidence in the different spaces that they hold.
We're just going to give it back to Mia and Jamal for them to share their final thoughts on leadership.
And while we hear from them, we are also going to hear final thoughts from the amazing Anala Genetambua, who has this piece of advice for our Pacifica girls and women leaders in the making.
Just be patient. Everything in life will go how exactly it's supposed to go. In time, you'll feel like an outcast or you're being left out. But for me, being your own thing will be your greatest attributes. And yeah, in life, there's going to be many successes and failures as well. But those will build your character and those will be your beauty mark.
I think our generation now, they are the movers and the shakers, in leadership in our communities and our countries. And I think that we need to continue pushing barriers and the narrative around leadership in the context of our cultures, in our gender norms, in our societies, and intergenerational wisdom. I think this is the time, for us, especially with climate change. It's a now or never. We have to really make the changes for our future generations.
I think I would really encourage her to be bold, to be courageous, and to be confident, and to know that she's enough, and to recognize that, you know, she's been gifted with this potential which is within her that the world needs, and that it's so important that she finds her space in the world, because in doing so, she will be able to pave the way for many others that are coming after her.
This brings us to the end of episode 1 for Vossa Season 3.
Already?
I know. And how amazing and exciting was it to listen from 3 strong Pacific women leaders. I mean,
totally.
We could only have 3 on the show, but imagine if we could bring in more great, impactful influencers out in the region doing all these great work.
Exactly. And, you know, this is not goodbyes, but unfortunately, we've got to wrap it up. But we want you to keep tuning in, share it to your neighbors, share it to your peers, share it to the community, because Vossa wants to be able to reach out to everyone in our beautiful Pacific region. We've got more, and it's all about, you know, listening to everyone's stories as we continue to explore about leadership in our region.
Yes, so please, if you have any questions, comments, or review, reach out to us. We would very much love to hear from you. But from Mama Trina and Mama Talita,
bye,
this is bye for now.
Ofalahiatu!